From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. In a televised address today, President Bush again took up, this for the third day in a row, the war on terror. And today, the president is speaking about some of the prisoners from that war, detainees held at Guantanamo and elsewhere.
These are enemy combatants who are waging war on our nation. We have a right under the laws of war. And we have an obligation to the American people to detain these enemies and stop them from rejoining the battle.
The president announced that all secretly held prisoners will be moved to Guantanamo Bay. The administration had previously not even acknowledged the existence of separate secret prisons that were run by the CIA.
Joining us to talk about these developments are NPR's White House correspondent David Greene and our justice correspondent Ari Shapiro. And first, let's start with David. David, how significant is this acknowledgement of these so-called black sites, and why is the president doing this now?
Well, Madeline, the fact that these secret prisons exist is probably very significant. But it's something that we pretty much knew about for a long time. It was reported in the Washington Post and elsewhere. It's been a while. It's been discussed. It's been debated. Today, certainly the first time that the president himself and the White House is publicly acknowledging the existence of these prisons. So notable acknowledgement, but these prisons are something that we knew about, as well as the program itself. Why now? I'd say two things. One, we have a real window when Congress is going to be in session for a short time before the elections, and they're likely going to be debating how to handle detainees at Guantanamo Bay. And the president, it appeared, really wanted to let his position be known and to argue and try to justify the military tribunals that he set up that the Supreme Court recently struck down. In addition, the president's highest political marks remain on terrorism at a time when a lot of Americans are not supporting his policies on Iraq. So as we approach the November elections, as we also come within days of the September 11th anniversary, the fifth anniversary, the president wants to shift the topic to terrorism and his record on that to try and help some of his Republicans.
Ari Shapiro, the president says 14 of these detainees will be moved from these secret CIA prisons to Guantanamo now. Who are these people?
One of them is Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who was known as the mastermind of the 9/11 attacks. He said another is Abu Zubaydah, a high-level associate of Osama bin Laden. In fact, these 14 detainees have already been moved to Guantanamo. We've been told that in the entire course of this CIA program, there were fewer than 100 detainees held, all told. The others besides these 14s have presumably been transferred to Guantanamo earlier or been sent to other countries that are now holding them, but there are apparently currently none in CIA custody, even though the program does still exist and the president is urging for its continuation.
And Ari, the president also mentioned certain interrogation techniques that the CIA used to get information about possible terrorist attacks. What can you tell us about that?
Well, he says he doesn't want to talk about specific procedures, but he says, this is a direct quote, he said, the techniques were tough, safe, lawful, and necessary. The president and other administration officials have said over and over and over again that we do not torture. But the definition of torture can be different, and procedures such as waterboarding, in which a detainee is made to think that he may be drowning, may not be considered torture. It may be considered a harsh interrogation technique. And when asked about techniques such as waterboarding, senior administration officials, including the president, say they don't want to talk about specifics. So we don't know specifically what the CIA has done. We do know that there has been CIA oversight of every technique that's been used. And we also know that today the president is releasing a new manual that'll lay out the guidelines for interrogations and detentions. Senior administration officials tell us that this manual will have no caveats, no carve-outs for the CIA or the Department of Defense, that everything in this manual will cover every detainee in U.S. custody.
David Greene, this manual that Ari's referring to, you must have heard of this as well. This is actually coming out of the Defense Department. This is what is called an Army Field Manual. The Army has these for everything from how to cook a potato to how to interrogate a prisoner. There's a new one today that says, here is what is approved. So this is all happening at the same time.
It is, and as I hate to return to the same theme, but it really does seem like an effort by the administration and the White House to turn the nation's focus to to terrorists who may or may not be related to the war in Iraq. It's a concerted effort on several fronts, as a word the president would use himself, at the Pentagon and at the White House, hearing from the president to say, here is how we are going to treat detainees at Guantanamo. It's calling on Capitol Hill to act, to look at new legislation, to respond to the Supreme Court decision. It's the president reminding people, as he did in the beginning of his speech today, that on September 11th, the United States, as he put it, entered a new world. It was an event that horrified our nation. So it's shifting his agenda, and it's shifting the focus of the country, at least the White House hopes, to remembering 9/11 and the president's effort to respond to that attack.
All right. NPR's David Greene and Ari Shapiro, thank you both very much.
You're welcome.
Pleasure.